Representatives of several communities in Chiyazwa Diamond Fields, Mutoko and the Bigita district told the Manikland Provincial Alternative Mining Endeavour, which ended today, that the local processing of minerals would ensure that companies are able to create thousands of jobs. Fano Mafuta from Mutoko, where black granite is mined, told the Endeavour that companies are ripping off communities as they get high profits after exporting various minerals.
We talked of polishing plants. If companies can establish some polishing plants, it creates employment for our youth, women, and also empowers the community. It also adds value to the community.
He said government attempted 2 years ago without success to tackle this issue through the formation of community share ownership schemes under the country's Black Economic Empowerment Program. Under the program, companies parted with millions of dollars when the Ministry of Youth and Economic Empowerment used the section of the indigenization law to set up community share ownership schemes in which funds were supposed to be channeled into local projects. The government stopped talking about the scheme following the 2013 general elections won by President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party. For Mafuta, it does not make sense that this program failed and companies continue to export minerals like black granite to China and Russia while they are wallowing in poverty. Love Monkwada from Chiyazwa Diamond Fields also believes they are not benefiting from local gems that fetch good prices in Belgium and other countries.
We are facing a problem as regard to payment of school fees, especially those children who were promised this company's Maranga Resources. It has been paying for their school fees for a number of years. Thank you for that. But well, the problem now is they've stopped. It's now a year, and now the burden is thrown to the parents who cannot now afford to actually settle their arrears. So we have got a number of students to the margin of about 200 who are out of school because of that problem.
Another villager, Danmo Modisi from Tonorai near Beshnaf Bridge, noted they are always on the receiving end in the mineral mining areas as their sources of water like the Ozi and the Save rivers have been seriously polluted through some mining activities.
The water has a high iron content and silicon, and those elements in that waste is causing a lot of miscarriages and even to people. It is causing rash development to people. And even fishing and garden are no longer viable in that area as a result of this pollution.
Chief Marange said he's disappointed that over 600 people recently lost their jobs in diamond mining areas in his area following reports that diamonds have almost been depleted. He is not the only one who has been devastated by mining companies that have left permanent scars on the ground in areas like Bikita, Mashingo Province, which is the home of Eugenia Manjoro. Manjoro said mining companies have left trenches and gullies that are a serious hazard to both livestock and human beings. The two-day Manikland Provincial Mining Endeavour was organized by the Zimbabwe Environmental Law Association to create dialogue between the government, business in the extractive sector, and communities to reach common ground on community beneficiation on diamonds and other minerals. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.